They are really upset about this because what they were expecting was they would get at least $6-$7 per ton. But when they hear they are going to receive only 71 cents per ton, it's shocking news to the farmers because they have the festive season, they have Diwali, and whatever money they had with them, they spent in harvesting. Because, you know, when the crushing season ends, then a lot of money is used for harvesting and delivery payments and so on and so forth. So whatever money they had, they used their money for hiring laborers and hiring, cottage and the rest of the money which is used for catering the cost.
There had been high hopes for a good cane harvest and a good price at the start of the season.
You were right in that because we know that we were expecting a very good price, and what we were hearing from FSC was that we'll be getting a good price. That's why the farmers took interest in planting and replanting of cane. And the other thing we can see is that the TCPS has improved. So if the TCPS has improved and the purity of cane, the cane quality has improved, then I don't see any reason that why the cane price should be going down. Instead, if the TCPS improves, then the price of the cane should be going up.
The opposition National Federation Party, which is particularly strong in the cane belt of Viti Levu, has put out a press release estimating that the total earnings for 9,000 average growers for the entire season, excluding harvesting, delivery and production, would be a meagre $5,400 Fiji dollars paid over 16 months, effectively leaving cane farmers penniless. Is that estimate accurate?
Yeah, they are, because if we get that figure, we exactly come to know that majority of the farmers are just leaving leaving below poverty line. So you can just imagine the struggle and the hardship that the farmers are facing, because the cottage has gone up, the fuel price is also high. And, harvesting is very high, very expensive. So it's very difficult to get the mechanical harvesters. And if we hire the laborers, they just don't want to harvest the cane at a lesser price, because what they were harvesting for $13, $14, now they're demanding $20 or more than $20 even. If once the farmers come to know before the crushing season begins the actual price, then they would think twice about replanting and planting of cane. But the main problem is that after they deliver their cane, then only they come to know that what price they'll be given.
Is this anyone's fault in particular, or is it just a problem with commodity prices worldwide falling?
Well, actually, this is an ongoing problem with the farmers for long. We have been insisting FSC or Sugarcane Growth Council and other stakeholders to let the farmers know the actual price before the crushing season starts, or even 2-3 years before, they should be able to inform the farmers that what particular price they'll be getting. But assurance are given to the farmers before the crushing starts that will be given a good price. But if you are getting $80 or $81 per ton, that's not a good price, because to my calculation, more than $50 per ton is the overall cost for the farmers to produce cane and send it to the mill. The operational cost is almost it's more than $50.
Why would anyone remain a cane farmer if their costs are going to be as much as what they get? That doesn't make any rational sense.
Well, they don't have any other option. It's simple as that, because the farmers, especially in the northern division, in the western division, they don't have any other choice, because they are just relying on the sugarcane industry. If they just go out of the sugarcane industry, they don't have any other way of survival. That's the only reason they just preferring to stay on the sugar industry. But the younger generations are already moving out of the industry. And to my thinking, that the generation which is already in sugar industry, there is a large generation which is going to stay there.